Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show, folks. I'm Jeff Loggeman, joined by the head coach, Gus Bradley. And Gus, you always have this saying that you say, okay, we want to face a team at their best, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think our players are very competitive, and they want to face those type challenges because they know that, you know, going against guys that are very talented is going to only improve their skill set.
The Indianapolis Colts had a number of injuries last year, a lot of them on offense. You look at them, Reggie Wayne tore an ACL in week 7. They lost Ahmad Bradshaw, their running back. The tight end, Dwayne Allen, had an issue. So three key components and weapons for Andrew Luck were lost. You're going to see them all this week.
Sure, and they've come back really strong. Reggie Wayne has come back from his injury at, 37 years of age and performing at a high level. Ahmad Bradshaw is the one that's really intriguing, just because it was a neck injury. And sometimes guys with those, you see him maybe a little tentative, but that's not the case with Ahmad Bradshaw. He's done a great job understanding what they ask of him and where he's at with the scheme. And then the tight end, I mean, it's nice to have a threat like that. We saw a big play in the Denver game where, you know, he's got more threats now to throw to.
All right, well, let's take a look at the very first play of the opener. No surprise that Andrew Luck is going to find Reggie Wayne right here on the crossing route.
You know, it's a great route versus three deep. You can see they have three deep, a single safety in the middle of the field, and teams will try to take the top off, take a post route to get the middle third safety out of there and try to open up a throwing lane for a race route. And that's what Reggie Wayne runs right here. Andrew Luck finds him.
A race route to Reggie Wayne. Kind of rhymes there.
That's right.
And the next play by Reggie Wayne, I'm not showing this because of any other significance other than what he's able to do at the end of the route. He's got such great awareness of knowing where defenders are on the field, where to settle down in a hole, and most importantly, to avoid a hit.
Sure. You know, we had the similar situation with Allen Hurns earlier this year against Philadelphia, you know, where he came across. And that's the type of things that players, they see this play, understanding the awareness, know where the help is coming from on the defense, and then having the awareness to go down. So very wise and talented player.
He's probably the best at taking the least amount of hits, maybe of a wide receiver in the National Football League. Him and Marvin Harrison were exceptional at it. Now this play, Andrew Luck, first of all, great young quarterback, great mobility, and what I love about him is that his eyes never leave down the field, and he always keeps his shoulder square to the line of scrimmage, and here he finds Dwayne Allen, the tight end that's back in the lineup.
Right. You know, this is extending the play. When you have a chance to extend the play, you know, he creates throwing lanes, and it's a classic example of this. Stay in the pocket, keeping his poise, possibly taking a hit, but have the ability to step up and throw and take chances. You know, that's a risky throw right there, but you have to have that mindset for big plays to occur.
And combining Dwayne Allen with Kobe Fleener gives them a nice potent tight end combination. You had mentioned Ahmad Bradshaw. This is a two-minute situation. Indianapolis was fighting back against Denver. I think this is great awareness by Ahmad Bradshaw. Not only great awareness, but great toughness.
Yeah, I mean, really recognizes the scheme, understands the block that's going to counter in front of him. Lineman kicks out, the linebacker coming up to contain. You know, plays right inside of it, and then tries to get extra yards right there. But great toughness, great awareness, and really playing at a high level.
And great awareness to get out of bounds. You can see the excitement that the sideline kind of reacts on him. Andrew Luck, young player in his third year out of Stanford. Do you see how he's taken a step? Even though they're an 0-2 football team, do you see him having taken that next step?
Yeah, he's got, they give him complete control. So he's the type of quarterback that will come to the line of scrimmage and be able to audible out of different calls. And very sharp, very smart individual. On top of it, very talented. Can throw the ball. By nature, Indianapolis wants to try to establish the run game. And they feel like the play passes will be that much more beneficial for him. So he has a great feel for it, great command of the
offense. He's built like a linebacker. Yeah. I mean, 240 pounds.
Yeah, he had over 400 yards rushing, I believe. So
on defense, the Indianapolis Colts have a few additions as well. Linebacker DeQuell Jackson comes over from the Cleveland Browns, and he seems to be playing well for them.
Yeah, you know, a guy in free agency, people really coveted. They thought that he still had a lot of good plays in him. And here's a classic play. I mean, you're able to see the drop step of the running back, the guard pulling, and then Noah's fit. Classic, you know, instinctual linebacker right there.
What a nice finish there, dropping the pad level and stopping the running back in his tracks. And I have this play up here because with the Washington Redskins, you guys gave up 10 sacks. Copycat league from 1 week to the next week. If you had a problem with something, you're going to see it again until you stop it right.
Right. And that's what, and this is an A-gap pressure right here. Now, most teams have that in their arsenal. Most defenses have the ability to pressure. And sometimes with a linebacker blitzing, the quarterback hopes to get the ball off before he takes the hit. Not in this case. They asked the tackle to come over, try to help. And, you know, they made a good decision, the blitz on that play.
Right, and the Indianapolis Colts are without arguably one of the best players in the National Football League, Robert Mathis. He's suspended by the league, tore his Achilles during the suspension. They're going to be missing him.
Yeah, 19 and a half sacks, I believe. And, you know, plays with a high, high motor. And always an issue for the left tackle. They put their best rushers on that side. But I know he's missed, but they'll have other guys step up. They've got good talent around those linebackers and some of the guys that we see. So we'll see a formidable rush.